Okay, let's learn. If you have the page that was given out last week that says on top, Hagdama Sefer Bereishis, the Ramban's Hagdama, the Chumash. If the Ramban wrote it as a Hagdama, the Chumash, it means that we can't really understand what the Torah is about without learning it. The reason that we're doing this, we're going to do part of the Ramban's Hagdama, only a part. I'm assuming that many of the Chevra have already learned this over the years. It's a very basic, important, very, very important Hagdama to Kolotar Kula, is that we're learning in this parak, in the fourth parak of Aryas HaTayra, that, and last week in particular, that Kolotar Kula he Shmaisav Shagadosh Baruch Hu. That the entire Torah is the names of Hashem Zavar. We spoke about this the past two Shiurim. Kol HaTorah Kula Shmaiser Shekadosh Baruch Hu, from the beginning until the end. Shemus of Hashem. We don't understand that, we don't see that. Again, we're not talking about anything that's not for us at this time in our lives. Kabbalah things, obviously, there's a very, very big thing in Kabbalah. And the Zohar Kaddish has many places in the Zohar Kaddish that talks about this, about the Kol HaTorah Kula Shmaiser Shekadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, we learned last week, since Kutshabich Yisrael Harais Echad, that Hashem, the Jewish people, and Torah is all one, that the truth is that everything in the life of a Jew that is Torah, that is good, is itself a Hizgalus, a revelation of Torah and of the Shemus of Hashem. Everything. Every Midah Torah, any good idea, any Shtigl Derech Eretz, whatever there is, it's all Torah, it's all Shemus of Hashem. But there's a big nafkah in Rav Kook was explaining between a person who understands that, who lives with that realization, who knows that, and a person who doesn't. But the Metzius is a Metzius. Now, it really is ridiculous to talk about Kol HaTorah Kula Shemus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu without learning this Ramban. So let's try to do it. Obviously, it requires a lot. It would really require a lot of time to do on any level that it deserves, but we're just trying to have some awareness of this, some familiarity with this Yesod, because it's not possible to understand what Rav Kook is saying without doing this, at least this part of the Ramban's Hagdama. This edition of the Ramban is the Oiz V'Hodeh Ramban that they started working on, that started coming out last year. So you have on top the actual Hagdama of the Ramban, that's the part with the Nakudas, and then underneath is the Biuri Ramban that the Chever from Oiz V'Hodeh are working on. Unlike everything else that they do in Oiz V'Hodeh, it's magnificent. So we'll do a couple of the I circled that came out on the photo stand, right? I didn't remember which I did first. So that's okay. So we'll do a few of the Maariv Mekaymes to help us understand what the Ramban is talking about. So you see there, where there's an asterisk, where it says, Oid Yesh B'Yadeinu. You have that? Oid Yesh B'Yadeinu. Oid Yesh B'Yadeinu Kabbalah Shel Amos. We have in our hands a Kabbalah Shel Amos, a true Kabbalah. A true Kabbalah that we received, that itself, when the Ramban says Kabbalah Shel Emes, what that means, a Kabbalah Shel Emes in the terminology of the Ramban. Whenever the Ramban says Al Tzada Emes, Al Derech Emes, Kabbalah Shel Emes, he's referring to Sisrei Torah, to Kabbalah, most often to the Zohar HaKadosh, but Lav Davka. That's where Rav Kook is getting it from. We have a Kabbalah Shel Emes, that the entire Torah from the beginning, from Beis Ad Reishis to the Lamed of Yisrael, that the entire Torah, Kula is Shmaisar, really is the names of Hashem. We see the names, as I explained last time, we don't see the Isis of Shemus, we don't know what the Shemus of Hashem are. We know some of them, but we don't know the Shemus of Hashem. And we see words, and the words are telling us stories, and the words are telling us mitzvahs, and so on, and dinim, and Musa, that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving, and so on. That's what we see. But the truth is that the letters themselves are all Shemus of Hashem, and building Shemus of Hashem. He called it Kula Shmoisav Shkodesh Baruch. Now you see where this comes from in footnote Pei Beis, right underneath here in Pei Beis. Dov is the Isa B'Zoyim. The makar of this Kabbalah Shalamis is in the Zohar HaKadosh. Da Araisa Kula Shema Dekut Shabrichu. Araisa Kula Shema Dekut Shabrichu. The entire Torah is the name of Hashem. V'yesh Lismach Lakach Es Ma'amorim U'minayin Afilu Echad Shenemar B'chol Mokam Esher Azkir Es Shmi Ova Elecha Uvirachticha. What does that mean? The Mishnah is telling us that even if one person is sitting and learning Torah, even one, there's a mila, three people learning, two people, it's all terrific. But even a Jew sits by himself and is learning, even that alone is the bechina of Bechol Hamokam Esher Azkir Eshmi. Even a person, any place that a person is sitting, a Jew is sitting and learning, and he says my name. Now the pasuk is talking about learning Torah, and this pasuk itself is very much connected to Birchas HaTorah, without going into that right now. So the pasuk is telling us that even though there's a Milu when three Jews learn together, when two Jews learn together, when there's a Chevra, but you should know. The pasuk says that v'chol ha'makim asher azkir shmi, even if it's one person, anywhere that you are, and you say my name, that you mention my name, Hashem promises, avoy eilecha uverachticha. I will come to you, and I will bench you. I'll give you a bracha. So what do we see from there? So the Mishnah is telling us that limud ha'tayra nechshav la'askar Hashem Hashem. That's what the Zohar teaches. V'chol mokam Asher Azkir Eshmi, when you mention my name, and it's talking about learning Torah, that means learning Torah is saying Hashem's name. That when you and I are sitting and learning Torah, we are every second of our learning, by uttering the words of Torah that we're learning, we are saying Hashem's name. Azkir Eshmi. That's where the Zohar Kodesh brings it from. Back on top. Shahateves Mischalkois L'Shemais B'inyin Achir. The last line of the Ramban on the right side. Shateva is mischalkes l'shemus binyan achir. We see one inyan when we read the Torah. When we read the Torah, it says, Bereishis Elokim Shamayim V'Ha'aretz. That's what we read the words, and the words make sense to us according to how they're divided as the Torah descended into the Levushim of High Alma of this world. That's how we read it. But the Ramban is telling us, the truth is, Shatevas Mishalkas L'Shemus. The Tevas, the words, are divided, the letters and the words are divided into the names of Hashem, Binyin Acher, in another way than the way that we're reading them. We read them according to the story and so on, and the mitzvahs of the Torah, what we have in front of us. But the truth is, Shatevas Mishalkas L'Shemus Binyin Acher, that the Tevas can be divided in different ways, and the different ways are all names of Hashem. Kilo tachshav al derech mashal. This is, for instance, kilo tachshav al derech mashal. Ki pasuk breishis. If you look at the pasuk breishis, yischalik l'tevas acheres. You can divide the very same words of breishis b'olakim as Hashemayim v'Haaretz. You could divide the words and the letters to form other words that have meaning. Yischalik l'tevas acheres kegon. Berosh, if you take those letters, you see Bereishis, and you say Berosh, then Bereishis Bara is Berosh Yisbara Elokim. The letters can be divided. That's just an example of how of how we can understand that first word, Bereishis Bara Elokim. If you look at the Agudah Kala, the Mnei Sasra, the one of the Sfarim, the Mnei Sasra, many Sfarim, in the Hakdama of the Mnei Sasra to his Sefer Agudah Kala, he brings just on that pasuk Bereishis Elokim, he brings, I think, approximately 150, 160 sirufim of how you can read the words Bereishis Elokim. So just if you look in Hakdama Agudah Kala, the Mnei Sasra gives examples there of how you could take that pasuk of Bereishis Elokim as Shemayim Vesaretz and you can read it differently. And the Rosh HaTevis and the Tzirufim of the Isis could all be read differently. That's just an example. But the Ramban is saying the Chol HaTarekein. It's not just the first pasuk. It's the Chol HaTarekein. It's the whole Torah can be divided differently. Milvad Tzirufim v'Gematria Shoshemis. Now that's the letters themselves spell names of Hashem. Besides, like the Bnei Sasra has over there more with Rosh HaTevis and Gematrias. That's besides, before you even get into the Rosh HaTevis and Gematrias, which is endless, the Gematrias with Hashem's name. Which is all Gematrias. Every single pasuk, every single word in Torah has in it all kinds of Gematrias that come back to the Shem Hashem, to different Shemes of Hashem, whether it's Ayin Beis, or Samach Gimel, or Mem Hei, different numbers that are significant in the world of Shem Hashem. And all of the Psukim and Torah, and all of the words of Torah, all Shemes of Hashem, everything is Shemes of Hashem. Look at Pei Gimel, an amazing thing. Footnote Pei Gimel. Kosev v'sevet Shuas Chaim. Shuas Chaim, Rav Gedai Linitzer, one of the big Talmidei Baal Shem. And he says over there, B'Shem Baal Shem Tov, Shekishiyov HaMelech HaMashiach, when Mashiach is going to come, the Baal Shem HaKadosh said, Kishiyov HaMelech HaMashiach, when Mashiach is going to come, Yidroish Kol HaTorah Al Kol HaTzirufim Shebechol Teva, Mashiach is going to come, he's going to give a big shiur, and he's going to darshan all the entire Torah with all of the tzirufim of the name of Hashem. Because Baruch is going to dash, the Mashiach Zaken is going to dash and is going to explain and is going to reveal Kol HaTorah, and he's going to show the Tzirufim, meaning the combinations of letters and how Hashem Baruch's name was hidden in all of these letters, in all of the words. Shiyov HaMelech HaMashiach Yidrash Kol HaTorah Al Kol HaTzirufim Shebechol Teva. And then Mashiach is going to show us how the entire Torah is one word. He's going to reveal that all the entire Torah from the beginning to the end, it's really one long word. V'yalu hatzirufim la'ein mispar, and the combinations of the letters that are Shemus HaKadoshim that are to be found in that word are infinite. Va'ein mispar. V'yidrash al kol ha-tzirufim. And Mashiach is going to speak about and teach about all of these tzirufim, all of these combinations. Re'ay bin yinzev v'sefer b'esel l'kim la'ma'abit. Which the Ma'abit already spoke about before the Baal Shem HaKadosh, this evening. Back on top. U'kra kosev Rashi, the Ramban says, Ukar Kosef Rashi b'Perushah b'Talmud. We already find in Rashi on the Gemara in Sukkah, Inyan Hashem HaGadol Shoshivim Shtayim, Beze Inyan Hu. There Rashi, there's a crack over there in Rashi. It means that there's a crack. Rashi, everything in Rashi is very, very covered in Pshat. Rashi was a great, great Mekubal, but everything is covered in Pshat. Rashi wrote a Perush in Chumash, Pshuta Shemikra, and he wrote on Shas, a parish, to understand the Gemara, in Pshat. For whatever reason, Swan talk about, there's this place, there are a few places in Rashi's parish where there's a crack. What I mean is that in those places, in those few places, and especially in this place, on Sukkah Memhei, which Memhei itself is significant, is one of the Shemus of Hashem, that there's a crack over there, and Rashi says something open. that's Sisrei Torah, that's one of the deepest secrets of Kabbalah. And he mentions over there that the name of Hashem, that consists of 72 letters, the Shem Hashem of 72 letters, that's the Shem, I'm not going to go into that, what that is, but that's one of the Shemas of Hashem's Ayin Beis, of 72, that consists of 72 letters. That it comes out from that pasuk of Vayisa and Bishal Vayisa Vayavoy Vayed, that the name of Hashem of 72 letters is encoded in that pasuk. You see in Pedal footnote Pedal, he brings Rashi's Lashon. Zeloshn Rashisham, Shiv Mushtaim Shemai Sain, Hanakuvim Bisholish Mikros, Asmuchin Bepashis Vahi Bishalach, where it says over there in the Pasuk, Vaisva Yovo Ben Machna, Vyet Moshe's Yodo, Ushleshton, Bnei Shiv Mushtaim Isis, the three psukim of 72 letters, Mehen Shema Mufurish, and these 72 letters contain the name of Hashem, Isvi Shanish Pasuk Rishon. The first letter of the first pasuk, v'achreinu shel amsoi, and the final of the middle pasuk, v'rishreinu shel achron, and the first letter of the last pasuk, v'chem v'zaseh l'kulon, with the oisis of the 72 oisis of Hashem's name. Hashem Arishon Hu, Vav, the first is the Vav of Vayisa, the Hei, the Kol Halayla, and the Vav of the Vayed. V'sham Hashloishim, V'shem Hashloishim V'sheva Hu Ani Aleph De'Me'achareyem V'Nun Rishon De'Ha'anan V'Cheshbon Shom Hafreya V'Yud De'Ruach Kadim. So I'm not going to explain this Rashi. Rashi is saying over here openly that an example of how the name of Hashem emerges from those three psukim. He gives an example that the name of Hashem comes out from those three psukim in Parshas Bishalach. Why Davki Rashi talks about that, and why is it that here we have such a gilui? That this Ram talk about, that's not for now. But the Ramban is showing us that we see an example here that Rashi says beferish over there in his perish on the Gemara and Sukkah, with the vavs and the yuds and the hays and so on. Umrneza, back on top after Pedav. Umepneze, Sefer Torah Shetarabai B'molei B'chaser Pasa. Therefore, a Sefer Torah that has an extra letter or is missing a letter is possible, even if you can read the word the same way. In other words, even if it doesn't affect how you read the word. But if the word is supposed to have a Vav in it, even though you can read without the Vav. But if the word is supposed to have the Vav in it, even though you can read it with a Chaylum without, but if it's supposed to be, if that was supposed to be mole, if that word was supposed to have a vav in it, and the Sefer Torah is missing the vav, even though you could read the Torah and you understand the Torah, but it's supposed to have a vav and it's missing the vav, pasul. And it's not supposed to have a vav and there's an extra vav, pasul. It's pasul. That's why it's scary to be a Sefer. Yeah? That's why it's scary to be a Sefer. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. Look at Pehei. Brings down the Gemara in Eirevin. Kach darshu b'gemara. The Gemara teaches us. Shebasi etzel of Yishmol. When I came to Yishmol, Omali b'ni, ma malachtecha. I came to Yishmol, he asked me, my child, what is your malacha? What do you do? Amati loy lavler ani. I told him, I'm a sofer. I'm a scribe. Omali b'ni. He said to me, my child, have you zorba malachtecha? Have you zorba malachtecha? Yishmael said, be careful with your malacha, be careful with what you do. You know why? Because malachtecha malecha shemayim. Because your malacha is a malecha shemayim. Everything that you're doing, even though you only read in the Torah, you're only writing in the Torah, sometimes the Shem Yud Kevav Kei, sometimes you're writing Elokim, sometimes you're writing Shin Dalad Yud, you're only writing out sometimes in those places where it's the name of Hashem. But you should know that every single thing that you're writing in the Sefer Torah is all Shemus of Hashem. You might, God forbid, be missing one letter. Or miyaso isachas, you might add a letter. Nim says, and if you do that, you know what happens? Machriv is kol olam kulo, you're destroying the entire world. Again, not in the way that we see with our eyes, but it's causing, if there's an extra letter or there's a letter that's missing, it's causing a churban. It's machriv as kol olam kulo. Umirashi Shon Piresh, Rashi gives an example of how the churban of the world is obvious. An example, he says, Rashi Shon Piresh Kigoyim. For instance, when it says in the pasuk, Hashem Elokim Emes, Hashem Elokim Emes is true, his truth. So it says Hashem Elokim Emes in Tachsa Aleph. This cipher just he had a chasna the night before, and he was very tired. He didn't have enough mugs of coffee this morning, so he's a little bit tired. So he made a little bit of a mistake. Instead of writing Hashem Elokim Emes, he wrote without the Aleph. That's all. He just left out the Aleph from the word Emes. That's an Aleph, a kleinikai, right? So what happens if you leave out the word, the letter Hashem Elokim Emes? If you leave out the Aleph, then it spells Hashem Elokim. Right. So we're not allowed to say. So it says, God forbid, it would say the word Mes, which means is dead. So Hareat Amachriv. Now you would say, okay, that's a very obvious example, but it's true for everything in Torah. Vayidabra Hashem. So let's say there are a lot of Vayidabra Hashems in the Torah. So the Sefer is getting a little bit bored. Nachamal Vayidabra Hashem. Again, Vayidabra Hashem. So he's getting a little bit bored, and he wasn't paying such close attention. So he just added a little bit of a vav to the word Vayidabra. In Tosef Ois Achas V'Tifto, so he says Vayidabru Hashem. So then he's, God forbid, making a mistake that would seem to say that there's more than one God. Nimtzis machriv, it's a chur. Re'eba teisvah sham, shepirshke gan shekosav, bereishis baro. Same thing, you add a vav to the word baro. But these are very obvious examples. V'ayim sham masha, shekosav shatoisis biru rakis im ata miyaseh, le'biru is im ata machsir. Masha points out that teisvah gives an example of adding a letter. Like to the word bara, to add a vav, that makes it from singular into plural, which is a churban. But Tosfos does not give an example of imata machsir, of subtracting a letter, of leaving out a letter. Upirshu k'divrei Rabbeinu, mizeh, upirshu k'divrei Rabbeinu, mizeh l'shem. So the Mashal explains, yeishlemer b'pshitas gam b'chaser. Of course, even though Tosfos doesn't mention that, Masha says, of course, it's also when you leave out a letter. It's adding a letter, and it's also if you leave out a letter. L'fisha Torah ba'is yaseh, heim shmoysev shekadosh baruch hu. Yeah, that's what the Masha says. Of course, the Masha knew the Ramban also. So he says that because the entire Torah, all the oisiyas of the Torah, are shmoysev shekadosh baruch hu. They're all names of Hashem. The derech hanista shel haTorah, and this is the derech hanista, is the hidden Torah. Shaiz aksuva lefanav be'esh chayr al gabei esh levan. That was written before Hashem. An esh chayr, a black fire, upon a white fire, which is the way the Torah that existed before creation, which Chazal tells that tatavkuf ayin dalad dairis, that before the world. Before the world was created, the Torah was created. And that Torah before creation is described as a black fire upon a white fire. And the Mashal is saying that the fiery Torah is that Torah where the Shemus of Hashem are not hidden, where it's shining out. But the Shemus of Hashem are mamish shining out. Eish chayr al gavi eish levana. U'behen barak adosh baruch hu salama mekaimai. And with these shemus of Hashem, Hashem has brought created the world and he sustains the world. The nimtza mechaser eis achas, the Yechad Masha says, that if you are mechaser, if you leave out even one letter, har yamachriv kiyuma. You are being machriv, you are damaging the kiyum of the world. We might not see that with our eyes, but something is happening to the energy that sustains the world of the Devar Hashem Shemayim Nasu of Ruach Piv calls Tzvah, with the Devar Hashem, with the letters of the Aleph Beis, with the Shemus of Hashem, like the Tanya explains in the Sha'if of the Muna, which creation is constantly taking place. And if the Sofer is writing a Sefer Torah, so that's what Bishmael says, Hezar b'mlachtucha, b'ni, Hezar b'mlachtucha, be careful what you're doing. And it's machriv of the world. It causes a chorban to add or to take away. And since we understand that every single Jew in the world corresponds also to the Isis, to an Is, the Isis of the Torah, that it has a damaging effect upon some Jew, someplace in the world, in that generation, is also hurt and damaged by a Sefer Torah that is written missing a letter or with an additional letter. Yeah.
Why would one Sefer Torah that's possible affect one person, but all the other Sefer Torah that are correct not have the opposite effect?
They sure do. They are Mekamu. And if it wouldn't be, and if God forbid, let's say it would be that all the Sefer Torah in the world would be possible, so then there wouldn't be a world. So thank God, there's always Zeluma Zeh, the same way that there's Bechir Chavshis, there's an Indian also with Sefer Torah, the same way the Jews have free choice. Also, Sefer Torah seem to have this inyan of kosher and pasul. The Jews who are kosher and the Jews who are learning for right now are missing certain ICs in their lives. And as long as there remains whatever the balance is that is necessary to sustain the world goes on breathing, and the world goes on in its existence. But there's something that's dimmed. There's something that's missing. That's why when a Jew leaves the world, so we say Yiskabel v'Yiskadosh Shmei Rabba, right? Yiskabel v'Yiskadosh Shmei Rabba, that May Hashem's great name, Shmei Rabba, may it be enlarged or magnified, uplifted, whatever, v'Yiskadosh and sanctified. Since every Jew is a b'china of Torah, because we learned kuchibrich yisrael v'araisa, it's all one. So when a Jew leaves the world, it means that that something of the oisius of Hashem's name has been affected. So then, what do we say to try to repair that? We daven to Hashem yisgadol v'yiskada shmei rabba, that may Hashem's great name may it be filled, may it be fixed, because when any Jew leaves the world, so something is happening to the Shem of Hashem. There's something in the Kivyochan Hashem Yisbach's Torah that has been damaged. Because Hashem Yisbach's Torah consists of all the Eden of that generation. All this talk about this, we're going to learn more about the Oisius Mitzrayim. After we learn this, we're going to do a piece in the Nezi Yisrael on the Oisius, to understand this on a deeper level. Because the next parak in Arisa Torah is on the Oisius. The next parak. It's a very, very big inyan. Here we're talking about Kol Torah being the Shemus of Hashem. The next parak, Rav Kook talks about the Oisius of the Aleph Beis. So, but when a Jew leaves the world, it means that something is possible in Hashem's Baruch's Torah. Something is wrong. So we daven, Yiskadu v'yiskadu shmei rabba, that Hashem, look what happened. We're burying this Jew, and now as a result of that, your holy name has been diminished, kivyochol, whatever that means. But Hashem's holy name has been dimmed or diminished. And that's a chil Hashem. When a Jew dies, it's a chil Hashem. What does it mean, chil Hashem? Cholol means when something is empty, when something is missing. When the presence of God is diminished, that's called a chil Hashem. Every Jew himself is a sefer Torah. And when a Jew is not acting in an appropriate way, it was the first thing that I remember as a kid. I didn't even know what it meant, but the first thing that my father was always saying to me, he didn't explain to me what it was. I understood it meant that I better not do anything bad and make any trouble. But he used to always say, like when we were going someplace, so my father, and I did the same thing with my kids. My father would say, don't make a chil Hashem. I'm sure every parent here has tried that as a religious way of getting your kid to behave and to sit down and to act nice, right? Don't make a chil Hashem. So don't make a chil Hashem. Okay, the dinim of chil Hashem, but what it means of chil Hashem and halacha, we're not talking about the different madrigas of chil Hashem, what that is. But on the most basic level, the Baruch Shalom created the world that should be filled with his presence. and that the whole Bria should be shining with the Oisius of Hashem, Hashem. And who are the ones that are carrying Hashem's name in this world? Atem Edai. You are my witnesses. You are my Edim. Kol Asher B'Shem Yisrael Yechuna. Whoever is still a Jew is a Sefer Torah with the Oisius of Hashem. Therefore, the Tver Shalem is chusing them toward that when David Nalach said in Pasa, Gal Einai V'Abit in the Flois Meter Esaha. David Nalach said, Gal Einai, which is the Indian, the Lag Boim is Gal Einai. That's Lama Gimel, Gal Einai. But Gal Einai, open my eyes, reveal to my eyes V'Abita that I should be Zaycha to see in the Flois Meter Esaha, the wonders of your Torah. That's what David Nalach said. Gal Einai V'Abita in the Flois Meter Esaha. So Tver Shalem says, that when you see a Jew that's not acting the right way, when a Jew is not acting in the right way, he's not keeping mitzvahs and so on. So, Donach was saying, Gal Einai, when I shall open my eyes, va'abita, that I should be able to see, nifla'os, wonders, is nafal ois. Nafal ois means that a letter of your Torah has fallen. Nifla'os mi Torah. Gal Einai, va'abita, Nafal ois mi Torah, that there's a letter of your Torah that is fallen. Because that's what a Jew is. And when there's a Chil Hashem, anytime, doesn't mean that you have to stand in the middle of the street while cars are trying to go, and you're standing there with the yarmulke and you're talking to your friend and everybody's beeping, that's a Chil Hashem. Well, that's a Chil Hashem. But anytime that a person does, any one of us does an Aveira, and even deeper than that, anytime that you and I don't think about God, it's a Chil Hashem. Every moment of life that we're not thinking about Hashem, it's a Chil Hashem, because Chil Hashem means that we're playing into and we accept that there is something that's empty of God. There's something where God is not. A place or a time in life or a place in the world where God is not. That's called Chil Hashem. We're Machal Hashem Hashem. We're emptying out. We're causing it to be an emptiness from the Shem Hashem. So, and the opposite, of course, is much better, is to be Mekadesh Shem Hashem. But to see that a Jew, not the Gemara says that Talmud Chacham, Hanibadu Tepshoi, that they stand up for Sefer Torah, they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. But the truth is that any Ish Yisrael, that every Jew is a Bechina of a Sefer Torah. And if a person is not acting the way that he should, he's a Jew that's puzzled, it's like a Sefer Torah that's puzzled. A Sefer Torah that's puzzled, you don't throw out. You try to fix it, right? You try to fix it. And even before it's fixed, you mechabed it. You even dance with it, right? but it has to be fixed. Back on top. Ki zeh ha'inyan, back inside the Ramban. Ki zeh ha'inyan, yechayev ha'isonu, lifsol sefer Torah, sheyechsa v'yvav achas, memilas oison. And because of this, the Ramban says, a Sefer Torah that's missing a Vav from the word Oysom, even though you could read Oysom without a Vav. But the Ramban says that if there's a letter missing from the Sefer, if there's this Vav is missing from the Sefer Torah, and Milas Oysom, Shabo Mehem, Lamates Malayim the Torah, 39 times in the Torah the word Oysom is written Malay with a Vav. The other times it's written Chaser. But there are 39 times. And it's a very, very deep and big Inyan. Right away you could think of something that has 39, like what, for instance? Melachos on Shabbos, and also Malkus, and so on. There is an Inyan of 39, which is the whole Inyan, the number 39 is this world, which is a world of 39 Melachos. So there are 39 times where Isam is written Malei with a Vav, but Sheyichtav Havav be'achin nishar chaseim, and then or a sefer might make a mistake, and the other places where it's written aleph saf mem, it's written without a vav, and the sefer made a mistake and he put in a vav. V'chein kayotze b'zeh, or any other such mistake. Afal pi, as the Ramban says, afal pi she'ena ma'ala ve'ena mayri k'fi ha'ilu b'machshav, even though it doesn't make any difference at all. when you think about it. In other words, to our understanding, it doesn't affect at all what the Torah is telling us. And there's no problem at all to read the Torah and to understand it properly in this way. Look at Pevav. Our way of thinking, it's not malo mari. It doesn't make the slightest difference if you read with a vav, without a vav. Doesn't change at all the meaning or the perish of the inyan that's in the Torah. The truth, of course, is that it's mayrida umala harbe. It brings down and brings up a lot. It has a huge impact on everything that exists. He called ice. He shame mishmais of Shkosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? I just left out a vav. A vav. Even dummies like us know that a vav is one of the letters of the name Havaya. In fact, you don't have to be a Kabbalist. We all know that vav is one of the is a letter from Hashem's name of shame yukei vavkei. So what's the nafkim in a vav here, a vav there? Of course, it's one of the. It's an ice. He. It's shame mishmais Shkosh Baruch Hu. Every single letter. Every single letter. The worlds are dangling on every single letter. You see this even drushes in the Gemara and halachas that come out, niskehem, niskam, niskema. In the first part, let's look at that. But all over. That there are mountains that are dangling on every single letter, on every single crown of the Torah. If you take a person that doesn't understand anything, and there's buttons, different buttons, and this button is let's say it's in the White House. I mean, these are the kids who used to read that had like a special phone. I don't know. But that's what they used to be. So let's say there's this phone, some button to press, and this button is you're calling, the president's calling his wife, and this button is calling his dog. They all have the presidents have dogs. So this button he's calling his dog. Well, let's say this next button he's calling Mohammed Abbas. He's calling a friend of his or something, right? So, and then there's one button that I pronounce it Mohammed Davka. I like to pronounce it that way. There's one button, that's how he sees himself. There's one button that is just a nuclear bomb that blows up, you know, all of Moscow. Because when we were growing up, that was the Cold War. So it was a big Indian. So, see, have somebody that he doesn't know anything. He says, well, he comes in there. For some reason, he's able to get through all the security. He's sitting there. He says, enough, came in. Press the button. So, and he just killed, you know, 14 million people or something. So, when Rabbi Shmuel says, B'ni Izar B'malachtacha, Shemachta B'malacha Shemayim, don't say it's a, Vav, Ayud, enough, came in. Make a little bit of a mistake. It's not the same thing when with laning. Also, the mistakes have to be corrected. I'm not talking any individual here who has the machla of screaming and yelling and standing around the whole laning to be able to catch somebody. I'm not talking to you. I'm just talking to normal people that just want to hear the right laning, not that you have a chias from that. There are some people that when they come home, they can't eat their cholent if there was no mistake. You know, if the Valkyrie read it straight through, then he has no appetite. He can't eat. If he didn't catch, that's worse. No, that's worse. If the Balkari got away with it, sometimes you have a fast Balkari. If you've ever been to a Chassidish Shtibl, you know that even if you make some mistake, there's no nafkim in it. Because by the time you catch it, the guy's already saying the bracha over the Torah. You can't do anything. It's already fafam. You say, whoa, 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 and he's gone. That's true. That's even worse. If he knows one thing is bad, is that the Balkari didn't make any mistake at all. That's already spoils his appetite. But then if the Balkari made a mistake and he couldn't get it, That's he couldn't even eat a Malava Malka from that already. That's so bad. So I'm not talking about those people. That's a certain Indian that some you didn't have, and every shul there's usually a Shemesh Bach made that, and every shul there's one or two people like that. But but I'm talking about regular, normal, healthy people. They're just trying to hear the lining in an accurate way. Certainly we make a correction. But the other adinim also, where it has to do with certain pronunciations without going into it, where there are certainly kulas that don't exist when it comes to writing a sefer. With writing a sefer, there's no slipping up with writing a sefer Torah. That's really something else. It's a different bechina to write, to say something, and to write something. Even with saying, we have to be so careful with writing. That's really something else. It has a whole kedusha sefer Torah. Because when you're saying something, there are no tzirufim. You understand? When you're saying something, you can't be mitzarev, shemus of Hashem. When you're saying something, it's not a tziruf of all the letters of Hashem's name. You're not combining letters. You're just saying, you'd only say one word at a time. You can't make tzirufim when you're speaking. But when you're writing something, it's in print, right? You're writing it, then you have shemus of Hashem. When you're speaking, it's that word. So it's not the same level as writing. Writing is much more serious. As writing, you're putting together the shemus of Hashem. You're writing, and it has tzirufim. When you're speaking, a person can't hear more than one thing at a time. You can only hear that one thing the person is saying. At that second, you can only hear what he's saying. You can't hear tzirufim of Shemus. You can only hear that second, that less of a second, whatever it is, that tiny little fraction of time. You hear that. You don't even hear letters, right? When you're hearing, you're not hearing really letters, but you're hearing more a word. A little bit, you could hear a letter, but it depends. Sometimes it's silent, sometimes you could hear, but it's not the same thing as writing. In writing, it's all not it's there. All the shemus of Hashem. And that's why, b'chol ois t'liyim haroim shal kavanis v'inyonim. B'chol zeu b'teva sh'ein shini b'mashmos hini. And the Rabban is telling us, that's when it comes to words where there's no change in the meaning, osam. Whether osam has a vav, doesn't have a vav, doesn't change the meaning of the word osam. And ach kam v'kama. If it's a word where the meaning is changed, like you changed emes into mace. Where the whole meaning of the word is changed. The commission is Barla El, as we learned, as we explained. Now he brings in the bottom this really if you want, you'll take a look there. It really is not gay to what Leon was asking before. It has to do with Chaseris and Yiseris, but I'm not going to do it right now. It brings him in Minchas Chinuch for those who would like to see. Take a look after this, see a very important Ha'orah from the Minchas Chinuch in the last Mitzvah of the Torah. That's really no get to what Leon was asking. But we're not going to do it right now. Back on top. V'zeu ha'inyin, the new paragraph on the left side. V'zeu ha'inyin she'hiviyu gidoli ha'mikra limnais kol mole v'choser v'chol ha'tar v'ha'mikra. We see that the kadmainim, the chachamim, and a particular school and group within the chachamim were called seifrim. Like when something's been drabban, it calls called midivrei seifrim. What does it mean? What does it mean? So fair. It means we call a scribe a seifer, right? But these were not people that were scribes. But they're called seifrim. And Chazal tell us that the word seifer comes from also from what? Lispor. And lispor means what? To count. So there was a specialty of those who were Gedolei HaMikra, who were great, great masters of Tanakh, and they were careful. In particular, their specialty was to be medaktik in counting, meaning in the cheshbon of letters. And these individuals, the Rabban says, "Inyan shehaviyu gedolei hamikra limnayis kol molei v'chaser," and they always kept a cheshbon, like we saw before, like that osam is written molei, is written with a vav 39 times. So you might think, like, what kind of a inyan is that to learn? Like, what's the difference? How many times is that? Again, lefi al machshava, what's the nafki min if it's 40 or it's 39 times? How many times written molei chaser? Or you see the Chachmei HaMesorah, right? You have the Mesorah that'll say the word, and they'll tell you, the Mesorah tells you that word is found three places in Tanakh. Okay. So if you're a scholarly type, you might say, fine, that helps me understand the word. So they're giving me a little bit of an insight before the days that we had a Kakadansi, right? and before the days of computers, the concubines before we had any of that. So then the Messiah is telling me that this word appears in that form in three places in Tanakh. Okay. So that maybe helps me to understand what the word means. But those who have learned Messiah know that it's not always all the times. And you also know that Svarim, Mamish, Svarim have been written to show a deep connection between, not just in Pshat, but in Remesh Jerusalem side, between the three times and the three times that word is mentioned, let's say in Tanakh, the three times that's mentioned in Tanakh, have those three times are mashlim and bring together one kaima, one inyan in Yiddishkeit. There are certain Svarim that are Isaac and that a lot. These tzaddikim, the Gedolei HaMikra, they were Catholic. Like you look at the end of the parasha, right? In the Chumash, it tells you how many psukim there were, right? Or it tells you when we came to this place where we're like in Shemini comes, this is the middle of the Torah in words. This is the middle of the Torah in letters. Okay. So like what's the Nafkim here where I'm holding? In the middle of the Torah, letters and words. So what were these people Isaac in? So we think that these are Stam, that they had they took a liking to this kind of to the mathematics of the cheshbon of making a cheshbon. No, it's a very very deep asik and tyra. Zo inyan sheiviv gedolei mikra b'lunais kol mali b'chasa b'chol atar v'amikra. They were so careful counting all of these things. What everything, how many times it's mali, how many times it's chasa, how many times this word, where is this word in Tanakh? How many psukim in the parsha? How many letters in the parsha? Where are we holding in this sefer? Where are we holding in Chamishi Chum Shetar? And so on. It was all because of Shemus of Hashem, the Rabban is telling us. And Mashiach is going to dash on all of this. L'mayis kol mali v'chazor v'chol atar v'amikra. What the tzaddikim saw in the last generation, and already have in earlier times too, but especially the night of, and then when they started using the computers to find the codes, that's nothing. That's going to be, Mashiach's going to laugh from that. That everybody makes such a big deal, but they found the computer that it says this and says that, and they find 50 letters like this, and every 50 letter, all kinds of things. And the whole biography of the Rambam is the Rambam, the voice, Maifsaibas, and Sraim spells Rambam, and all these different things. It's all over the place, everything's in there. This is a Gelechta before Teres Mashiach. But Mashiach's going to, it's going to be a joke compared to what we're going to see with the Shemus of Hashem. And every single thing that ever happened in all of history from the beginning, and with each one of us in our lives, it's all, every single thing is all Shemus of Hashem. B'chol ha-Torah v'amikra, u'l'chaber svarim v'mesayris, and these chachamim, the gedolei ha-mikra, they put together books on the mesayris, again, on the ksav of the Torah, on the letters and so on, the cheshbonos and the writing. Ad Ezra ha-sofer ha-navi, Ezra ha-sofer. So we think, so in English they call him Ezra the scribe. So you think of Ezra HaSofer as a tzaddik who was sitting up late at night writing mezuzahs. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And maybe Ezra also did that. But that's not why he's called Ezra HaSofer, because he was writing mezuzahs. Ad Ezra HaSofer HaNavi Shenishtadol B'zeh. The Ezra in particular, at that time, the Ezra was very, very big in this Indian of the Isis and the Mesiris and Tanakh, Kamaisha Darsha. As Chazal tell us in the Gemara there, at the beginning of Megillah, Miposik, Vayikru Basefa Teres Halakim Mefirish, Vesaim Seichel Vayavino Bamikra. That we see that this was by Ezra, the Iker Tikkun that Ezra made was not the Beis HaMikdash. He was able to bring to that tikkun of building a mikdash because he set straight and he made corrections in the kilkulim that had taken place over Golus and over the time, the 70 years of Golus and all the tsaros that had fallen into Svarim. And that's why the big public reading of the Torah, the Torah from the Azara of Yikru b'sefer Torah ser Elokim mefarish v'soim seichel v'yavinu b'mikra, that Ezra spent his life seeing to it that the Sifrei Torah would be intact and explaining the Soim Seichel to reveal the meaning of Vayavina B'Mikra, to understand the Mikra, to understand what it's saying in the Torah. Ezra's work was much, much more than being a scribe that was writing Sefer Torah, Mezuzahs, and Tefillin. The Ramban says, V'nira sha'atayra k'suva b'eish chayr al gabi eish lavana. And it seems that the Torah that's written, like we saw before, that the Torah that was written, a black fire upon a white fire, kinin hazesh yesh kanu hayu. Ramban says this. That this is what it means. That's what the Mashal was referring to. That primordial Torah, the Torah before Bereishis, Eish Chayr al Gavi Eish Levana, was in that format of Shemus of Hashem, without being divided into the words that we have, Reish of Elokim, and Sukkah, and Zoyschuk as a Torah, and so on. Without being divided into the format of letters and words that we read stories and mitzvahs. Eish Chayr al Gavi Eish. He says, Ke'in Ezesh Yeskanahoyah, like what we learned. The Ramban says, in that Torah of black fire upon white fire, the letters were one ongoing thing without being divided into words. It was just letters, the letters, from Beis to Lamed, from the beginning of Torah to the end of Torah, without being divided into words. Bli hafsik tayvus. Vayev shah b'kriyosah shetikar al der ha-shemus. And it could be read. So if we would see that now, we wouldn't know what to make of it. But Mashiach will read it in that way, and it was originally read in that way in Shemayim of Shemus of Hashem. That's how it's read, and that's how Mashiach will teach us. V'hoi evshe b'kriyos yishitikar al derech Hashemus. V'sikare al derech kriyosenu b'inin ha-tere v'ha-mitzvah. And it can be read the way that we read it. Of course, we read it in the way of Torah mitzvahs. We read the stories and we read the mitzvahs. That's how we read it. The nitna l'mayshe rabbeinu al derech chila kriyas ha-mitzvah. It can be read as names of Hashem without any spaces in between the letters, or it can be read in the way of Torah mitzvahs. That's how, of course, that's how it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, who gave it to us in that way. The nitna l'mayshe rabbeinu al derech chila kriyas ha-mitzvah. The nimsalei Alper kriyasa b'shemus, but Moshe Rabbeinu was taught privately how to read it in the way of Shemus of Hashem. He gave it to us, divided up into the stories and the mitzvahs. But Moshe Rabbeinu knew himself the mystery of the Shemus, how it's without any interruptions and spaces, and it's all names of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was told that ba'alper. In that Rashi, there's a little bit of a crack, as I said before in Sukkah, a little bit, just a tiny, tiny little bit of a glimpse of what's going on underneath the story, beneath the letters of the story. V'chein yichtiv v'Hashem ha'gadol she'ezkarti kulei rotzav. And so it will be written, when he spoke about the name of Hashem of 72 letters, kulei rotzav, ongoing series of letters, yischalek l'tevus shoshol l'sholosh oisius. And we saw an example of how it was divided into words of that consist of three letters over there in Bishalach, in that pasuk, Vayisa, Vayovai, Vayet, three letters, each word of three letters. The Chilukim Achim Rab, there'll be many more Chilukim, not just those three words. Rashi just gave an example of Vayisa, Vayovai, Vayet. But the whole Torah is Oisius of the Hashem. Shall say lechulukim achem rabim kafi hashimus the balei kabbalah, as the balei kabbalah know and as the balei kabbalah are learning. So mitzvasham, we'll finish this. We have to just go over. We'll go over some of the notes here, and we'll finish this next week.